Hey guys, welcome back to this week's Angler News Destination Report. And once again, it is Mazepa Bay with myself, Vanessa Green, and Owen Richter. So Owen is going to be talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of this week's report from Mazepa Bay, where there has been some pretty decent fish. They did manage to put some baits out, although the weather wasn't so good. And they did get the rewards with some edibles and inedibles. But he's going to give you the full report. So without further ado, here is Mr. Owen Richter.
Good day, guys. It's me, Owen Richter, from Wild Coast Angling, Tourism and Adventures. Well, once again, Mazepa Bay, when it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's bad. That's called fishing, not catching. Getting straight back to it, my Jamie Evans down there last week at Mazepa. He was there for a couple of days and, yeah, battled to get caught up in the air, but managed to get some baits out. A lot of baits, could not get out further than we wanted to, but managed to get some nice size raggies, raggy tube sharks, and a couple of younger grey sharks. Yeah, then in between, while the shark rods were out there by Shark Point, the guys managed to scratch together a couple of garrick on surface lures. Those are runners, poppers. And then late in the afternoons, a couple of the guys went to the island and they managed to scratch a couple of salmon together, that's cob, on paddle tail. So it just shows you, if you put the time in and the sea, the conditions weren't at its best. But if you put the time in, you watch the tides and stuff, and it's not too low and it's just getting nice and full, you'll catch fish. Coming up the long weekend now, or school holidays actually, be aware guys, we've had a lot of rain in the Eastern Cape, so if you are making your way to whichever fishing spot in the Eastern Cape, worthwhile just giving a tinkle through and making sure everything's fine. The roads are okay, they're not good, so make sure you spare wheels check, your jackies in, your spanners. You've got some of that foam that you can bump into your tire if you get a slow puncture. But yeah, nevertheless, yeah, have a great school holiday and yeah, be safe out there.
Thank you, Owen. It's always great to have your report, my friend. The latest news from Mazepa Bay and the Transkei areas. Guys, as Owen said, you put in the effort, you get the rewards. So guys, that is our destination report for this week. Remember, if you want to have the best experience out there, give Owen a call. Check them out, Wild Coast Angling Tours. You can find them on the social media pages. And yeah, he will ensure he gets your rods bending when you're in his area. Guys, the show is brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. Make sure if you need anything to do with your customized fishing clothing for you or your team, Angler Apparel is the name to call. For the Angler News Fishing Destination Series, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future.